Okay, 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll do a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. The first thing we're going to have was a nomination for the Ethics Board, but Carol hasn't come in yet. Were you here to get on the Ethics Board?
No.
Okay. So Carol, I just talked to her. She'll be here in a little while. She forgot it's Tuesday night.
Copy of the agenda. Do you have an extra copy over there?
I don't have the
long one. I've got the short one.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll skip that for the time being. Let's see what we got here. Citizens' comments. Are you here for making a comment?
No, sir. I'm not here for any purpose other than that would be a civics-minded thing to do to attend a meeting every once in a while.
Okay. Well, great.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Can I have your name just so...
Sure. I'm Mark Tabler. I live on Queen Anne's Court.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate the participation. Okay.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yes. Thank you very much. I always forget to do that. Because... Okay. Why don't we start with Dan?
My name's Dan Small. I'm Treasurer.
I'm Bev Lush, I'm the city clerk.
I'm Bob Stone, the city mayor.
Dennis Metcalf, Health and Safety.
Hi, I'm Crystal Adams, and I am the Green Space Landscaping Commissioner.
Hello, I'm Linda, and I'm the Roads Commissioner, Linda Beville.
Thank you. All right, glad to have you. Thank you very much. Invite all your friends, okay? We have lots of room. They are interesting. They aren't as interesting as used to be. Before I became mayor. That's a history. Anyhow, all right, so we'll just move along to the September 19th, 2023 city meeting minutes. They were posted on the website and they were distributed. Does anybody have any corrections that need to be done to them?
Did you make that change I sent you, Bev?
Huh?
Remind me what it was. Changing magic sales
yes,
to magic salt?
Yes.
Okay.
And okay.
I emailed that a week ago.
Okay. Here's September. All right. So with that, do I hear a motion to accept the September 19th, 2023 city meeting minutes?
Motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving along. City financial reports. They were distributed also a little bit late, but that's okay. Does anybody have any corrections or anything to them? All right. If not, do I hear a motion to accept the September 2023 financial reports, which are posted on the website?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. The invoice and receipts disbursement going around. Old business. I usually put everything for the commissioners at the top. Anybody want to talk about any old business?
I'll just give an update on the plants. The plants are still being watered at my house. I've called 811 to mark the Boynton and the Flagpole Island. Met with Maximus Lawn Care to figure out where we're going to plant everything. And that's kind of moving along. He was out of town this past weekend, so he hasn't said anything about this weekend, but he wants to do it toward the end of October, so I don't know if he's doing it this weekend or next weekend. But
you didn't do the front entrance at all?
I'm going to do those little ones, those little one-gallon ones we bought.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put those up there, but those are 1 gallon, and I don't think we need to mark anything.
No, you probably
can dig real far.
Some of that stuff's got to come out anyhow, so.
Yeah, he ended up cutting that one bush back and everything, so I think I'm going to put it right there where it's
okay.
Blank. But I was just going to do that myself. I didn't feel like it needed to be marked or anything because we don't have to dig that far down. And there's 8 plants. 4 of the crepe myrtles are going to go on the flagpole island. The other 2 were the euonymus. Those are going to go on those are going to go. We didn't have enough room, so we were going to plant those in the green space where the tree went down at Rustburg. Remember that? We were going to plant those there. And then.
That one is the one big crepe myrtle.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Yeah, the big crepe myrtle is going to go on the flagpole island. And
right, and I marked it with a circle and an X.
Yeah, and another smaller crepe myrtle is going to go on the flagpole island. 2 of the other crepe myrtles are going to go on Boynton in the front. And then the 2 euonymus are going to go back in the easement where the tree went down near Rustburg. And then the other 2 smaller ones, I can't remember what they're called, are going to go up in the front.
Okay.
On my way over, I noticed that the parking on Pacelli seems to have taken care of itself. However, I did notice a puddle of oil on the streets. I don't know where that came from, but
it's from the guys. Yeah, that probably because it's on the side next to Bay Garden. It probably came when they were cutting down the trees from the equipment they had there.
No,
it's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Is it closer to you all?
It's at the end of the townhouses where they end.
Towards you?
The apartments, toward the driveway where you go back to the apartments. It's there.
Okay. I know there's a big one that was there. If the last one towards you.
Yeah, but this looks fresh. I mean,
oh, does it look fresh?
It looks fresh?
We'll have to check on that.
Okay.
But that.
I think that's eliminated the problem with people parking there. So.
I think when Bay Garden cleaned up their property there, and then the situation with the parking got pushed, I think they realized we were cleaning the place up. So. And okay, anything else? the property at the 4711 Middlesex, the unpermitted construction, the big structure is gone.
Yay!
It's been gone for about 3 weeks, maybe a month.
The garage.
Okay.
Huh? Build behind her.
Wasn't the garage, it was a big old friggin' building.
What is the one y'all were talking about last month?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gone. But again, according to the building permit code enforcement officer, that other building that's back there is supposed to go too. I haven't reported anything to him. So I don't know if he's talked to him or not, but I was gonna send him an email about the fact that the other building hasn't been removed yet. He may say, well, we worked out a deal with him. That's the reason why I went down. So the lockbox, the archive files, Dan, I talked with Brittany and Tracy, and we got the ability to take is whatever we want off of there through November. So if you want anything off of there, anything you think we need to have, you can go ahead and do that. Okay? Let me know when you're done so that I can let them know that they can take us off the log on. Okay? Thanks. Okay, I was going to talk about the salary plan this evening, but because Susan's not here, we didn't do it when Commissioner Adams wasn't here, and we didn't do it when Commissioner Deville was gone the previous month, so I guess we'll put it off another month, if that's okay. Can we table? Can I hear a motion to table the salary?
Motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Deville. Do we need a second?
I don't
know. Huh?
I have no idea.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. You're supposed to be the expert.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right.
You need to vote?
No, we just table it.
Okay.
We got a first and a second.
Okay.
The welcoming ambassadors for City of Warrington Hills. I've been asking around and getting nowhere, so I'm going to, since we're getting the ethics board member taken care of tonight, I'm going to put that on the web posting sometime later this week. I didn't want to have them both up there at the same time, so I've been asking around, and it's like pulling teeth to get anybody to do anything. That's a fun job, too.
Carol loved doing it.
I know it. It's a shame.
So is Sylvia.
I'm praying for Harold to get well so I can.
You know.
So, anyhow, that's still up in the air.
And she can't be part of both? She can't be part of the welcome committee and the ethics committee?
Yeah, she can. But the problem is Harold's got health issues.
Yeah, I read that in a minute.
Yeah. So,
she resigned.
She resigned from doing that, right?
I wouldn't mind to drive somebody to deliver them, but I can't get out and go up steps.
No, we don't want you getting out. It's I kind of get concerned anyhow, because sometimes you just worry about what you're walking up to. But they do, you know, they go on a Saturday, and most everybody has enjoyed it. All right. The CORC fulfillment, that's the contract open records request contract. That's all we're collecting right now for when people want to sell their homes, and they're asking for the tax information. And we talked about this last month, and I did put together a sheet of stuff that I'm suggesting that we put with the tax information when it comes back, when they send it back to the people that are doing the closing, so that there's no questions on what we expect. Because we're only sending out the insert letter that nobody hardly reads with the tax information. So this was so that when they're sitting down at closing, they can hand this to the buyer, whether they're doing a sale and the buyer gets it, or there's a refinance. This gives them information that needs to be followed. And I know this is, we've got the, you know, letting them know when the tax ordinance has come out. And then again, we have the rental property and the vacant property registration. No parking on COWH streets at any time without a permit that they can get for gatherings. The big thing on the zoning is to make sure that these landlords know that we're zoned R4 single family dwellings and they're not frat houses. Okay? And the rental property occupancy is required to comply with all government agency housing codes and regulations, Louisville Metro's land development code. Okay?
Well, the part that says we're not zoned for short term rentals negates any of the Airbnb stuff. we're totally able to do that. That's very good.
Yeah, we're not. There is not supposed to be any short term rentals within the city of Worthington Hills.
This afternoon, my doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and this lady says to me, "Are you the landlord here?" And I said, "No, no, I'm not. I'm on the HOA board." And she said, "Well, I want to ask about renting an apartment." And I said, "There aren't any apartments for rent here. This is a condominium community." "Oh," she said, "oh, okay." So I was left wondering, out of 78 condos, how does she know to come to mine?
Well, she could ask the guy that hangs around down the street.
I don't know. Is there a public record of you being an HOA board member over there?
I don't know. I mean, I just thought it was odd that, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a gentleman that hangs out down on Tazewell just about every morning between 10:30 and 12. Would you say we see him every time we go over there after we make the mail runs on Friday? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She might have just asked him.
I'm like, he might have sent him down there because he came and got his parking permit, so he may have sent him. Lord, all I need to do is be rented.
Okay, it also tells them that we're subject to the Louisville Metro Jefferson County ordinances, and the building permits and property maintenance are strictly enforced, and then the thing about the tags.
I think that, we should add the garbage days on Friday.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
I mean, until it changes, you can always update it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Garbage day. That's the reason why I brought this.
And let them know we have a recycling, I guess. And you could let them know we have yard waste, too, so they know they can do that.
Well, it'll all be on there. It'll be garbage day of Friday for trash, recycling, and yard waste. Okay. Is there anything else we think we need to add to it?
Maybe something about not burning trash in your fire pit or something like that.
That falls into the Jefferson County codes and ordinances.
Yeah.
And it's on the website, too.
Okay.
So hopefully they'll start pulling the website. Anything else? If not, do I hear a motion to amend this and then get this being sent out?
I'm sorry, I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
The website's not listed on here, is it?
Yeah,
there's a note to go to it.
Yeah,
right there.
Sorry, Marm is coming. do you want to include anything about as soon as they move into the city, contacting their car insurance company to avoid
that's what this is.
Thing? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. Okay.
Because once they have the Kentucky plate, then we know they've got insurance, whether it's a lot or little. Okay, they'll have the minimum required by Kentucky. Anything else?
No.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
What is the motion you're making? I'm sorry.
To update or to amend this and use it. Provided with the COs, with the information on the tax request.
Thank you.
And I'll send a copy out. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Commissioner DeVille has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Mr. Mayor, can we go ahead and screw Carol in?
Yes. I saw that she did come in. So we'll take care of this. As you all know, Sylvia passed away on August 18th, and she was one of our ethics board members. I've had it posted on the website since the 1st of September about needing an ethics board member. Last week, since I hadn't heard from anybody, I called Carol up and begged her again she's such a great person to have in the city, and she agreed, since we seem to be having no problem with ethics in the city of Worthington Hills. If I hear a motion to... Is there anybody else that wants to be on the ethics board? You're already on it, Jimbo. So, you sure you wouldn't like to be on the ethics board?
Maybe next time.
Okay. Okay. It's not... anyhow, do I hear a motion for Carol Campbell to be nominated to the ethics board?
Do we have to have three people on the ethics board, or can it be just two?
Got to be three.
Two.
Katie O'Brien.
I am pleased to make the motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay. So that's Commissioner Beville and Commissioner Adams. All right. So we've got a nomination. Let me see what my list says here. Okay, so we have a nomination. We have a need a vote. So why don't we have a roll call vote, and we'll start with Commissioner Bedell.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf.
Yes.
Mayor Stoneham. Yes. Okay, so now we can do the oath of office.
Okay. Did that whole
fault
the dual thing like we did?
All right, well, I'm going to go up here by the flag, and I'll give you your piece of paper.
And if you'll repeat after me, I do solemnly swear or affirm in the case, as the case may be.
I do solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And to be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
And be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully execute.
And that I will faithfully execute
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability,
the office of the Board of Ethics according to law,
the office of Board of Ethics according to law,
and do further solemnly swear or affirm,
and I do further solemnly swear or affirm
that since the adoption of the present Constitution,
that since the adoption of the present Constitution,
I being a citizen of this state,
I, being a citizen of this state,
have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state.
Have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state.
Nor out of it.
Nor out of it.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons.
Nor have I acted as second in carrying a challenge.
Nor have I acted as second in carrying a challenge.
Nor aided or assisted any person thus offering, so help me God.
Nor aided or assisted any person thus offending, so help me God.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We always laugh at the duel.
Okay. They have to change that.
We KLC's talking. Okay. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are welcome. You're welcome.
And I'll
been here a long time.
I'll get you the stuff that needs it. You know, you need to have a copy of the ordinance and the ordinance is on the website. I need to get you a copy of the updated open meeting stuff.
Okay.
So
he would help me also. Thank you both.
I'm going
to
turn you over to the mayor.
Oh, okay.
I know he gave me one, so I was going to make sure that he was going to offer you one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will get you out there all the information, plus the, remember the financial statement thing we used to have to do?
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. But that'll be good for this year, so you get it done before the end of this December year. You don't have to do it again, see? Okay. So we got that out of the way. Again, thank you, Carol. Really appreciate it. All right, where are we at now? Oh, the green space litter problem around the picnic table is still clear. No problem there. The garbage bags are working out. Emergency communications equipment check.
We're going to use channel 1 again this month.
Channel 1 again.
Due to the fact that it's the main emergency channel we need.
Okay.
We'll do it again.
All right. All right, moving along to new business. Okay.
Can you send me Evergreen Irrigation's contact stuff? I don't have it in my phone.
Okay.
It was, you know, I had it when I was road commissioner, but I don't have it without searching emails.
Okay. Anything else for new business? Okay, let me.
It's just we need to turn off the water since the water company claims we have a leak now. We're going to go ahead and winterize and turn off the water.
Yeah, I'm going to go through that. We'll get to that in a second. It's not on the list there yet. 2023 property tax delinquencies. Okay, we got the one in. We got hers in today. I haven't heard from Melissa Scott. Okay, she stopped me on the street last week sometime. I was out patrolling for contractors, like I do around 10 or 11 o'clock every day, and she was telling me that she hadn't gotten hers in yet, and she was wanting to try and pay twice. I said it wasn't up to me. It would be up to the commission, and she would have to come into the meeting. But I did send her information about the Homestead Act so that she'd have that information, because a lot of people forget about it.
Well, since she didn't show up to the meeting, then she had to pay
us $50. Oh, yeah. She already knows that.
Okay.
I told her that we can't make exceptions for anybody. It's just one of those things. If we made an exception for her, we'd have to make an exception for everybody.
You know, I really do think you might want to look into that whole thing about the spelling of it, because it keeps coming back.
Oh, I'm Bree.
On LaGrange, because the post office has it LaGrange, and on her tax bill it's LaGrange, and I wonder if that's why it's getting. I mean,
I don't know. I looked at that too.
It isn't the first year she's had a problem with it.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
I hand addressed the last letter to her, and the way I always write LaGrange is LaGrange for LaGrange, Kentucky. It's the right zip code. It came back in the mail today.
Yeah, but the post, what I'm saying, on the post office, U.S. United States Postal Service website, LaGrange is listed, LaGrange. There's no L.A.
capital. But the post office looks at the zip code before they look at the city name.
Yeah.
They read the address.
Yeah, it is.
So that wouldn't be the problem.
She's had problems with the post office out there, okay? And like she said, she sent her a letter, handwritten, addressed, and it came back today.
Really?
Yes.
So I advised her in this note that I sent her today, she asked for a receipt for paying her taxes, and I advised her in the little memo that I sent her to contact PVA downtown and check her address and make sure they mail it to the Northumberland address if that's where she wants it, since she's not getting it at LaGrange.
All right. Delinquent property taxes prior to 2019. I sent you that list that Dan sent out, and there's, well, how many would you say? Half dozen maybe that has taxes that haven't been paid prior to 2019. But again, this is before we took over in 2019. And was more attentive, I'll put it that way. So my concern is some of those haven't had liens put on the properties. I put an extra column on there. It said lien, and it said had a Y or an N. I'm concerned with even attempting to deal with the ones that haven't had a lien on, because I'm not sure how they would, how that would be accepted. So I wanted to bring that up because we need to get the tax information over to our new attorney to start dealing with these.
Can't we send them some kind of final notice? And if they don't pay, then put a lien on them?
See, even I sent final notices when we were doing them.
And part of the problem is I don't think we're really sure if they're paid.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Are these the same people? I mean,
when you look at the list, some of them are up to date. It's just they have one back in that 17 or 18.
Okay.
And
that was when the hard drive supposedly failed.
Well, the hard drive supposedly failed in 15, November of 15. Okay. We were told about it in 16 when it got questioned at a city meeting. And so that's, in fact, there's an estate that's going on, an estate settlement that's going on right now. And Dan had given the attorney everything up to 16, I think it was. And then Steve added 2012 because he had the lien on it. We didn't have the information on it. That's why.
Well, a couple of years ago, I asked Steve, I said, how far back can we cut this stuff? He's been 5 years.
Well, that was before they changed the law to 11. Last year in the legislation. Okay.
But it's not like they can go back 11 years now.
Yeah. You can still go, you can go back 11 years.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, if the lien was done, it's good for 11 years.
I thought you had to exercise it in steps.
You probably have to exercise it in 7. I'm not an attorney. You probably have to exercise it in 7, but they can go back a total of 11.
Okay. Because that's how we have to
do it. And the attorney will deal with it, okay? We just need to give him the information. And that's what I would like to get started on. And Bev, I know you've already sent them the list, right? You sent them the letter.
I sent them the letter. You told me you don't send
the list
until you check the lien.
Right.
Is there a way somehow that we can prove if they paid or not?
That far back?
I mean, without our records using, I don't know, IRS records or something?
No, what would happen is we would say, let's say it was your house, you'd get a notice and we'd say, we don't believe you paid. We can't prove you didn't pay. Right? You can't prove something didn't happen. So then it'd be on you to prove that you actually paid.
Yeah.
So we're asking you to prove that you paid something 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's reasonable. I don't think I agree back that far.
Yeah, because tax forms, you only have to keep supporting documentation for 3 years.
Not true.
I thought it was.
It's 3 years they can go back, but they can also...
I keep all mine,
but 3 years they can go back on initially, but then once they get in there, how far can they go back, Dan?
If it's fraud, there's no statute. They can go back as far as they want to if they think it's fraud.
I keep my TurboTax records. They never go away. But anyhow, what I would like to do, or what I'm recommending we do, is... on Dan's list, have our attorney go back to 19, and if we have a lien prior to 19, then he can also include that on the document that goes out. Does that seem reasonable? Because I went through and checked every one of them that you had on your list. What disturbed me was we only have one or two that had liens on for last year's. So Is everybody on board with that?
Yes.
Did you? So, 19 to now, without any lien, or with a lien, and then if there's a lien prior to 19, you can also include that in the document. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't go back any further than 2019 unless you find a lien? Is that what you're saying?
And how far back is that
going? We took over in 2019.
That's not my question.
Yes.
Thank you.
I didn't understand it.
Go back to 2019.
And anything forward that's delinquent, act on it.
Right.
If you find anything
prior
to 2019, act on it. But don't keep searching. And
if it has a lien.
If it has a lien.
Right.
Yes.
If it has a lien.
Prior to 2019.
Prior to the 2019.
No lien. Assume it's been paid and move forward.
Right. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Glad to get through that. Handling incident and or complaint calls. Well, I got a call from Mr. Schilling again.
Again?
Friday or Saturday night. Complaining about the speed hump in front of the daycare center, and I, at that time, this is how I'm recommending we handle them. They're to send their complaint or information to our info@cityofwardenhillsky.gov, and instead of arguing with them or talking to them on the phone, just make them validate it by putting it in print.
But why is he contact? My question is, why is he contacting the city when it happened on the property of the academy?
Well, he's changed his story.
Oh, well.
See, the first time I talked to him a few weeks ago, okay, he was on the daycare center's property.
That's what he told me.
Okay. Then when he called me back, I guess after he talked to you, he told me it was a speed hump that he did it on. Okay?
What's he saying he did?
He scraped his tail end. You know?
Because I hit my front end really hard coming out of the daycare today.
You coming out of it?
Coming out of the daycare.
Yeah, that's a curve.
And that's not what he's talking about.
No, he's talking about he hit the daycare, the bump in front of the daycare. But you were on one side. We turned left or right out of daycare?
Left.
Okay, so you were going back towards your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not hit the daycare. You did not hit the speed bump.
No, I hit the curb coming out of the daycare.
Yeah, right. There's nothing we can do about the curb. The curb was put in by the...
Okay.
He's just grabbing the straw trying to figure out what he can pin it on.
Yeah, that curb,
but
it's just
really,
like...
It really doesn't have anything to do with us.
Yeah, the development after they first put the city in, everything that's developed after the 1980s has a curb on it. If you'll notice, when you come into the city, that used to be farmland on both sides, that has curbs on it. Bay Run has curbs on it. The new part of Pulaski and Joan L. have curves on theirs too. I talked to, when I was talking to Commissioner Maupin, when she called about being ill, she's telling me even when she comes off her curve, she has to come off crabbing. In other words, one
tire. Yeah, those
one tire.
Curves are like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. The whole reason for this conversation is when you get a call, make them put it in writing and send it to the city.
I tried calling back and he never called.
No, I don't.
I left a message and he never called me back.
Well, his last one was, "You're the mayor, get it done." Okay? So, anyhow, I told him put it in writing, and as of today, I still haven't gotten that writing. So, handle it that way. All right? Everybody got it? Just tell them put it in writing. Give them the info at cityofwardenhillsky.gov, and Deb and I and Dan all get that email.
I have a small piece of new business.
just an FYI. Rudy's is closed.
Yeah.
The sign is gone, all that. So if you want a building, there's a building.
We talked, Dennis and I talked about that last Friday because he knows the sign was gone, but I'm not sure I want that building.
it would require some remodeling.
It would require possibly... Is that rodent control too? Okay.
I thought I heard that the animal care bought it.
Well, they could have.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They've been wanting to expand anyhow.
I don't know if you can believe everything that's said on Nextdoor. I mean, people are saying so many different things, so I don't know what's true at the moment.
Well, the Animal Care Society did put a big spot up on the lot. So, all right, Halloween. Date and time. Are we going to do a Halloween night, which is October 31st?
Yeah, I think so.
That's normally what we normally do is Halloween night.
What we do? You want to do 5 to 8 or 5 to
9? 5 to 8.
October 31st.
It's good and dark by then.
5, it's still light. By 6:30, 7 o'clock, it's dark.
All right, I'll make a motion for October 31st, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Halloween.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Thank you, Commissioner McCaff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
This is something I haven't heard before.
Each subdivision can choose their date and their time for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So we were.
I wasn't here last Halloween,
yeah,
so you all filled me in on what's going on.
Right. No. Yeah.
So Coldstream and Oakhurst, they may do it on a different day,
okay,
at a different time.
Do you have an age limit on Halloween?
No.
No.
No, you can get out with your walker.
Thank you.
And be an old lady.
Okay. Okay. I won't.
Did you vote?
Yes, I'll
yeah.
be a little old lady.
Have you all noticed there's more Halloween decorations?
Yes.
Than there is, and I have a feeling there's going to be more Halloween decorations than there is Christmas.
Oh,
nice.
These big blow-ups. I mean, the yards are full of these big balloons. And it's like, good grief. Oh, well, that's a good sign. People like to do that.
Okay, so I'll put that. I'll get that up on the website.
Are you voting yes for Halloween 5 to 8? Okay.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody
voted yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not on my list here, but since we were talking about Halloween decorations, you know, last year I was the Scrooge that wanted to do away with the Christmas decorations contest. And I'm still the Scrooge.
Stop it.
Because of the fact that there's not that many people that do it. Okay? And if... Okay. Here's my suggestion for this year. Because I think part of the problem we've had is people say, well, the same people win every year.
Don't have a contest. Just let them decorate.
Exactly.
Just let them put their decorations up and forget the contest.
Make the motion, Linda.
I didn't mean to step on your toes.
No, no. I wasn't against putting the Christmas decorations up. I just think it's not beneficial to have a contest.
I agree with you. I'll make a motion that we do away with the contest, and whoever wants to decorate, just let them do it.
Do I hear a second? I'll second. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Okay.
Like the contest.
All right. There's three ayes and one nay. All right. Is there anything else on new business? Nothing else?
Water company?
Huh? Oh. Yeah, the water company.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that. All right. All right. Everybody knows that the water meters went in during the past couple of months. And we got hit at the flagpole. And our water was supposed to be shut off to the islands.
Well, not exactly shut off, but I haven't watered anything for months. We took advantage of the rain this season, and I haven't turned on the sprinklers one time at all. And we haven't had any water bills for months.
Right. Anyhow, they changed the meter, from what I can gather here, sometime between July, sometime in July or August.
They changed a lot of the water meters. They changed the ones over there.
Right, they changed all of them out here. Okay? But once they changed the meter, we got hit. There was a bunch of water that's registering coming out at the flagpole. Okay? That's what this graph down here shows. And according to this, it's 5 gallons per hour.
That's the same thing that happened to me when the seas were charged. I never could put it in there.
The irrigation, whenever we had irrigation, that's the people that do the, and turn it off and on.
No.
Well, that's correct, but it was on, I don't know. I didn't turn it on. I took
but
over
I mean,
in
they,
January.
Did they come out and
did
they come out and turn the water off after the new meter went in?
No.
Did you turn on in the spring with evergreen irrigation? Because I didn't turn it on. Was it just on all winter?
It could have been, because it was on all last winter.
But it was supposed to be turned off.
It was supposed to be,
I wasn't the...
Well, remember, they were charging us for the backup.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, like how much was that? About $8 a month or something?
Yeah, we got charged in October and December.
It was cheaper for us. Yeah, it was cheaper for us to turn it off and then turn it back on. You could pay $45 to have it turned back on. Our records down at the water company, because Susan did call down there, and they verified that it was shut off last year. Anyhow,
how did it get turned back on in the spring?
I have no idea. I think this is why I'm thinking that this all happened when they were changing the meters.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, you told me that I could water if it got dry.
You told
me that the water was technically...
I don't know. When Linda told Evergreen to come out, we were working on the buoyant pin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for them to fix that last one, they would have to turn it on long enough for them to run the system to make sure that when they put the sprinkler head in, it was done right. Okay, remember where we took it out from the turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were supposed to, after they got done, that was the only one that possibly would be left on, okay? But I think what they did was, when they came out to do that, they just turned them all on.
Okay.
Okay? But according to Louisville Water, our meters weren't turned back on. And this is what I'm saying. This graph right here shows where it came up is about the same time they were changing meters
out there. Absolutely, yeah. They turned off my water because my boyfriend was home.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the door and they said, we're going to turn off your water and change out your meter. They turned off mine and my bill came in perfectly fine. But there are other people on next door and other places.
Right.
One person got charged for 127,000 gallons of water.
That's what I'm thinking is when they opened that back up.
They turned it too tight, or they didn't tighten it enough.
I don't think they shut it back off.
And it's just been running?
Well, it's running at 5 gallons. I have a 5 gallon bucket sitting underneath my front faucet, okay? Because it drips. But it takes a whole day for that drip to get to 5 gallons. That's why I'm wondering if the drip is on our side of the meter. Because it wasn't, if you look at it, we weren't having any leaking prior to the meter.
There was no problems until they changed the meter.
Right. That's why I'm thinking the drip. If there's any water that's leaking, it's coming from where they reconnected it to our irrigation system.
So wouldn't the thing be to do is to call somebody and ask them to come out and look at it? Check the meter?
Before I was calling anybody, because Susan's already called and talked to customer service. Okay? And of course, they're saying, "Well, this bill for $140 was back for June." Mm-hmm. It's not. I'm sitting here looking at this, and Susan. I told Susan, "Don't argue with these people."
It says July 27th through September 13th.
Right. Exactly. So before I made the phone call to talk to the supervisor,
and why do we have late charges? This is the first bill.
You know, they're still trying to charge us late charges for last year's bill.
Oh, that
you know,
$11?
We're still arguing over the $11. Okay, so before I got involved, I told Susan, Commissioner Malcolm, before I got involved, I wanted to talk to you all and see how we want to deal with this. I am willing to get involved and talk with the supervisors down there, show them they've got an issue that started after they changed the meter. And that we believe that the water running is where they reconnected it to our irrigation system. And this is pretty much the proof that we need right here. All we got to do is know what day they changed it on. Because from the best I can see, this one here, it's August, and I'm almost sure, I know mine was changed in September, but they were over there in August, and so my gut's telling me is when they changed it out, it's not been changed outright.
Is this, but my question is this something, would it be to the advantage of the city to have somebody that knows what it's the hookup is supposed to look like, an irrigation company come out and check it?
Well, we've got to have it winterized because
I know, but I mean, Evergreen Irrigation can look at that connection and tell you if it's connected right or not.
Well, I've got to get her the phone number for Evergreen. Okay, so if you'll have them check it at the meter, okay, and see if it's leaking, okay, then at that point, I'll deal with the Louisville Water Company. Because I'm going down to the supervisor this time. Because this is when Commissioner Muffin talks to those people down there, they just treat her like any other person. This is taxpayers' money.
Well,
okay?
You probably have a lead. That's what they say to everybody.
I know they say that to everybody. You probably have a leak. We don't have a leak. We didn't have a leak all these months. Okay? If the water was shut off, we didn't have the leak. Okay? And for some reason, all of a sudden, now we've got water usage.
But if you could go down there and say, you know, we had an irrigation company check it and,
right,
and there's a problem at the connection, then that's...
Right. That's a good suggestion.
That.
I have a question. So the water was turned off last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Was it turned on in the spring?
No. We did not order. Linda ordered Boynton to be turned on.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
I never turned it on.
Then why, if it was turned off last fall and hasn't been turned back on, why do we have to have it winterized?
Because it's had water in it.
That's not our fault.
I know. We still haven't had it winterized.
Okay. I think somebody turned it on, though. Because Mayor Stoneman told me that if it got real dry, that it was working and that I could turn on and water.
Right. It, but see, here again is, last winter, not this past one, but the previous one, it was on all winter. They didn't turn the shutoff valve off.
They who?
the water company. We found it on the next spring.
Okay, did you find it on? How did you know that the water was on to tell me that I could water if we got a drought? Did you test it? The front island?
No, I found the meter on. After she called
last
Evergreen.
Fall?
No, just this spring. Just in July. When she called Evergreen,
okay,
I found the meter on, or the unit on.
At the flagpole island?
Yeah.
Okay.
I found them all on. They were all switched on. And the reason why I found the one at the flagpole on was because I was out at 5 o'clock in the morning one morning and I saw the water spraying. So I went and turned the switch off, okay, which shut the meter, which set the irrigation system off. I went up to Boynton. That one was shut on. So that one would have run. The flagpole in the front island runs on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Boynton runs on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So when I got up to the front, Boynton was still dry, so I shut it off. And when I went up to the front entrance, it was damp, so I knew it had been on. So I switched the irrigation system off. I turned the switch on the timer off.
Okay. When Linda went to do the road stuff, Evergreen turned all of them on, thinking that I was going to call and have it turned on anyway.
Probably.
Killed two birds with one stone.
Right. Right.
Okay.
All right. So, she only ordered Boynton. She didn't tell him to turn it. They did it on their own.
Come over here and tell us.
And I think that's why, if you look here in July, this marked this one before August, you can see it's up a little bit higher than these.
Yeah.
So, that is probably that little bit of usage of this air. But, let me say this much. When we called them in 21... that flagpole main was not turned off. The irrigation system was off. We had it winterized, but the main was not turned off because in the summer of 22, Harold turned the irrigation system on and it was working. That's how we knew that the main had got turned off.
So when I winterized, I have Evergreen turn off stuff, and then Susan has the water company turn off the main.
The main's off already. The main was turned off on October 6th.
Okay.
Okay?
And they're negative.
Because you can see,
they should have turned off the main when they changed the meter.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. They did not do that. It's really obvious they did not do that.
So, yeah. I'll deal with it. Just get me the information from Evergreen. When they go in there to winterize, they'll be able to see if there's a leak at the water main.
Okay.
But they have to winterize them all three.
Okay.
I want to get them all three winterized because there's no doubt in my mind all three of them have been turned on. Okay. I wonder if they put a backflow in that new meter, because if you'll notice, there's no backflow charge on that bill, is there? So, yeah. All right. Anything else?
I don't know if our attorney wants to pursue a class action lawsuit.
Well, we
could involve the citizens and see how many of our citizens in Coldstream and Oakhurst are affected by this.
You can... If you want to be a civilian and do that, go ahead. They just run and run and run and run and run. If you really want to get something done, call your legislative body member and talk to him, because he or she will be hearing a lot about it.
I'm sure.
Okay. In fact,
is that Marcus Winkler?
That's our city council member, our liberal council member. Okay, but I'm sure that Jason Nemus, even though he isn't our rep anymore over in in Frankfort, he probably would like to know all about this too. He's probably heard about it already. Anything else? Thank you for reminding me about the little water. All right, if not, let's go to the commissioner reports. And go ahead, Commissioner Metcalf, you can be first this time. Speak up now so I can hear you on the speaker.
Conducted radio checks after last city meeting. Conducted radio checks tonight using Channel 1. Drove the city on multiple occasions. Issued parking permits to 11908 Queen Anne's Court for 11723 and 315 Northumberland Drive for 9:30:23. On 9/28/23, Mayor Stoneman and I went to JCLC meeting in Middletown, Kentucky. On 9/29/23, Mayor Stoneman and I went to lunch at Independence Bank. Went to the post office with Mayor Stoneman on multiple occasions. Went to storage area with Mayor Stoneman on one occasion. Went to Dan Small's office on 10/13 to get checks signed. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Go ahead.
My report is from September 20th to October 17th. I will participate in radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, October 17th. I had one citizen phone call this month. This phone call was requesting information about planting a tree between the sidewalk and the street. Citizen lives on Mecklenburg Court. I checked with Mayor Stoneman, who advised me that there is a utility easement between the sidewalk and the street and that the citizen could not plant a tree in this location. Advised the citizen via email and also advised him that he could plant a tree elsewhere on his property, but informed him to call 811 to get the utility lines marked before doing so. Met with Maximus Lawn Care to plan out where the new bushes would be planted. The plan is to plant the bushes in late October. In the meantime, the bushes are currently at my residence and are being watered regularly. And I called 811 to get the Flagpole Island and Boynton Island marked before we did.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Bebeau?
On September 21st, I opened a ticket with MSD after a homeowner at Trace notified me about a hole in the pavement of a storm drain located on the right-hand side of Tazewell between 11907 and 11909. Excuse me, 11905 and 11907. I notified Commissioner Maupin and gave her the ticket number. 922, I contacted Commissioner Maupin by email to let her know that the work on the parking lot at the Trey Condominiums was scheduled for September the 26th through the 28th. Since Runke needed to skip the trash pickup during that time period. The MoBetter contract for winter 2023-2024 was signed by the mayor and returned on 9/28/2023. The services begin on November the 1st, 2023. There is an increase of $120 per application from last year. I received the phone call from Steve Snelling on 9:30, reporting he damaged his vehicle in the driveway of the academy. I returned his call and left a voicemail. He did not contact me a second time. On 10/4, at the mayor's request, I looked at the street repairs made by MSD on Ludenberg Drive at Pulaski. I compared them to similar but older repairs on Pacelli Place. The patch materials they used in the crack seal application appeared to be similar, and there had been no problems with the repairs on the Pacelli. Mayor Stoneman and I discussed it, and he felt that the repairs would be okay since we had a planned sectional paving schedule, and the entire street will be repaved within 3 to 5 years. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bebeau. Commissioner Malfin says she's going to email first, okay? Anything else before I ask for an adjournment?
I just have one final thing. If you're interested in a commissioner position, I don't know if I will be running next November, and I'm not sure if Commissioner Malfin is running either. I may move out of the city soon, so I won't be able to serve. So if you're interested, or if anybody listening to the minutes online is interested, you can contact us at info@cityofworthingtonhillsky.gov to learn more about the positions and what they entail.
Yeah, we do have it budgeted for training. KLC gives an academy, 3-day, it's basically 3 days scheduled usually after the election. So there's a free orientation in December after the election, which kind of entices you to want to go to the academy, because it's kind of like a bait you in. That's how I got involved in 14, because we won't go into the story, but I knew I needed to have it. I'll put it that way. So, with that said, is
no mayor comments?
No mayor comments.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you would like to state or anything? Or
okay. Tell me again where you live.
I live on Queen Anne's Court. Was one of the ones that Mr. Metcalf mentioned for the parking permit. He was very, I appreciate his
You're welcome.
His quick help with that.
What did you think of our meeting?
It was interesting. I'll try to attend more.
All right, great. Good. We welcome you. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. And the time is 8:07 p.m. Thank you very much.